This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club. Our biggest friend is Annie. You know, she's the queen over there. Annie, listen.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning
Friday.
To you. Oh, my goodness. I know. Happy Friday.
It really feels like a Friday.
It does. And I think the official start of summer is tomorrow.
That's correct.
Of people kind of looking at a very different summer. Like, give me some ideas. What am I going to do with this family of mine? Where am I going to take these people?
I mean, I think the greatest idea is the rent an RV and go out on the road, right?
That does sound good.
We've been talking a lot about that in our family and what can we explore and how to do it without getting on a plane. And there's a lot to see, right? I mean, in the state of California and outside. So, I think RV vacations are going to be pretty hot this summer.
I bet they are. I wonder if it's going to become more and more difficult to rent one of those, you know? I always see those rental RVs. Yeah, I bet they're all reserved. But then, you know, staycations, those are fun too, especially if you have a Bay Club nearby. You guys are opening up with some stuff.
We are opening up with some stuff. And we've got, you know, staycations in terms of being able to sit out by the pool now. And you can be in the pool from a recreation space. There's new guidelines that have come out in some of the counties that allow for not just lap swimming. And we've created family pods so everybody has their own little spot to be and not have to, you know, be very safe and feel good about it. Plus, you know, like family dinner nights on the pool deck and play bingo. I'm a big fan of the bingo with the group. I think that's a lot of fun.
I love bingo.
That's
it's pretty fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, it's a good time for that. I mean, I think with the weather being great, we're so lucky that it's turning to summer and you have the opportunity to be outside.
I think one of the biggest things, though, before you leave on a vacation, even if you are going to take an RV or whatever, there are travel alerts. Like, there are places you can and can't go. You might drive all the way out to some place and find that you got to really do a little research on this.
You do. And I think making reservations is really key, even for the staycations. I can share that I was in Napa this weekend and it's busy. You know, people are definitely wanting to get out. So it's really smart to make sure that where you're going is going to have space. And also, we had some new regulations come out as a state yesterday or the day before, I think, about face masks. So making sure that everybody kind of is aware of the new face masks. And, you know, Vinny, for kids, it's now 2 and up. So it's a little bit more of a serious take. And I think, my personal opinion, the right move if we want to try and continue to keep people safe but still have some more external movement.
And what are, with phase 3 sort of coming up, I know, you know, you've got properties from Bay Club all up and down the coast. So what are you guys looking at with phase 3?
So phase 3 really is just going to impact the Bay Area because everywhere else is open. LA is completely open. San Diego is completely open. Mm-hmm. And so is Portland, Oregon. Phase 3 for the Bay Area, which will start in San Mateo County on Monday and some other counties by July 1, will mean that the indoor facilities will be open on a reservation basis.
All right, get into the conversation. Join it at bayclubs.com or radioalice.com. Annie, always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Annie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye. Happy Father's Day, Vinny.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
That's right.
The Radio Alice Report.
It is Father's Day weekend, everyone. That's, I don't know. We've all been home with the kids this whole time. It's almost bittersweet because I feel like I've done more than ever to be celebrated as a father, but I also feel like as we've been locked in the house, it's appreciated way less than I would have thought it would be, because it's by demand, man. There isn't really like, oh, I really look forward to stepping up today. It's just a fact of life. That's just the way it is.
Your fathering skills are off the charts, but maybe they'll give you the whole day off on Sunday and be like,
I don't think it's possible to have a whole day off. But anyway, I don't even feel like that's what I need right now. I just feel like I'd rather not even have the holiday hit during this time. Anyway, so California, as Annie just said, is now requiring face masks for everyone over the age of 2. And it's, you know, look, there's an article, and I know that we still don't know if you had COVID-19. It sounds like you don't want to break any kind of news on Marcus's family, but it sounds like they're very sick, and I don't know if they've got the COVID or not. But the article on the front page of the Chronicle today is, it's like there's a monster inside of you. People are sharing their battles with COVID-19, and maybe that's what some of us need to read in order to be able to sort of be inspired to wear the darn mask daily as we head out into our lives. I know finally, if it's you, then I know for sure I've got at least the one person. We also now have one of Christina's cousins' husbands tested positive.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm starting to know people now, and that's different than, say, 2 months ago. I didn't know anybody.
No, it was sort of a thing you heard about, and there was, you know, you'd hear a death count, but there were no faces attached to any of that, and except for the rare celebrity. It's definitely feeling like it's here more than ever.
Right. So as we emerge from our shelter in place, the masks are expected, and we're also seeing the numbers spike. The FAA is saying it's not going to require masks on airplanes, but the airlines will. So you're going to need your mask if you're flying anywhere. Also, fallout from this includes, I'm reading here, 47% of people in the U.S. who own a home are considering selling because of the financial problems caused by this pandemic.
Wow.
So whether that's a business owner, or that is someone who's lost a job. We certainly saw more unemployment claims last week, although down from what we'd seen early on in the pandemic, still big numbers of unemployed out there. So that might be from that. I could see that being a real problem here in the Bay Area, where, you know, the usual deal is you try and get as much home as you can afford. Isn't that what they tell you?
That's what they tell you.
But that straps you, and then you find yourself without a job, and you go, I can't carry this thing.
Right.
So,
oh, man, that's tough.
We're seeing that be a problem now, too. Some of the casinos in Arizona that had reopened are now reclosed because of spikings, and I fear we'll see some of that as well. The opening, and then the real quick, oh, my God, we can't be open.
Right.
Shut this thing down immediately. Yep. Let's see. Time indoors. We talked about Kelly Clarkson and her husband the other day as their marriage fell apart for good in this pandemic. A lot of people's have. You're not the only couple out there, whether it's just friction or complete, sorry, we're done, this didn't work out. They say that be prepared to be patient if you're finally seeking a divorce. Divorces are taking twice as long. Not only are lawyers very busy, but the courts have backed up as well. So your divorce won't go as quickly as I'm sure you'd like it to at this point.
Which hopefully you can live separately. You know, I feel like as long as you sort of have that in the works, it's essentially done. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first most important thing is to get out of each other's space, right?
Right.
As far as the official divorce, sure, I could see why you'd like to see that happen as quickly as possible.
Well, if financially you're kind of dependent on it, that's one thing. A lot of people can't even afford to move out until they start getting a cut of whatever, you know?
Right.
You make me want to smoke!
Oh, boy. Mel Gibson, who knew?
Not I.
No, I didn't either. Before the pandemic, here's another stat for you. 56% of Americans filled up their car with gas at least once a week. Now that's down to 25%. In fact, yeah. almost half of people are filling up once a month or less now. No surprise.
No, not at all. I mean, and even though traffic has picked way back up, it's still not where it was.
Right.
It's not normal, but it's, I mean, God, remember those first days of COVID? You could go, if you had to go somewhere, there was no one else on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It was surreal. Now it's back to, you know, it doesn't feel surreal anymore. You can't make a left on that one main road. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, are we talking about somewhere in your neighborhood?
Yeah, there was, you know, I pulled out of Walgreens. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to take a left. This is going to be amazing. I don't have to go up around the horn to get out. There's no one coming. That's not happening anymore.
How about a fast fact real
I love
quick
fast
before
facts,
we
Vince.
Get fast. The average adult produces 500 liters of number one a year, which is enough to fill 3 bathtubs a year with number one.
Oh, that actually doesn't seem like enough. 3 bathtubs a year. Well, I guess how many gallons in a bathtub? That's a lot. I don't know from liters.
Oh, there she is questioning the fast facts.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Did you say 500 liters?
500 liters.
Convert that, would you? What is that, like 150?
Why don't you convert it?
Hold on.
What do I have? Oh, yeah, I have a computer right in front of me.
42 gallons in a regular bathtub. All right. Let's see. Liters to bathtub.
Yeah.
Gallons here.
Liters to gallons. 500 to, I just, you know, gallons.
All right, 500 liters is 132 gallons.
Oh, that just doesn't seem like enough. Seems like I produce that a month.
What?
Yeah, I guess I've really never thought about it.
Well, you do like your Moscow mules, don't you?
I do. Well, you know, I mean, don't you feel like I pee every hour and a half or so, really. I've drank a ton of coffee in the morning. I've already peed 4 times.
Yeah, I this is the time where I'm it's ridiculous how much I'm up and down because of the coffee and the bottled water.
Yeah, and then all day I drink water, and I might have a root beer at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, I like root beer.
Rebel.
Yeah.
Sugar.
No, a diet root beer. Fake sugar, chemicals. Let's get them in there. Let's get those chemicals in
aspartame.
There.
Are you just winking? Is this a wink?
No, I love root beer. What?
You actually mean root beer. You don't mean beer.
I mean root beer.
Oh,
every
yeah, she drinks
every
root
day,
beer
it's like my daily treat. I drink a root beer.
Oh, so what are the cookies?
Oh, yeah. Another, they're in the second treat.
Another daily treat.
And then after dinner, I
and
have
what
like
about
a,
the Cheetos? Or where are those? I mean, what is that? What do you call those? Is that
snack?
Lunch?
That's a snack.
Oh, that's a snack.
Yeah,
that's not a treat.
It has been breakfast. No, okay. Sure, it's a treat too. Look, all food is a treat. I don't need any food I don't want to eat.
Got it.
John made these popsicles that he makes these smoothies every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone likes to have a popsicle or something after dinner, you know, something sweet. So he ordered this silicone, like, popsicle mold, and it has, like, a top. You can stick the popsicle sticks through.
Sure.
So he puts this gloop into each of these things, right?
Gloop. Sounds so appetizing.
Just, you know, it's yogurt and frozen fruit and peanut butter, whatever the hell he puts in those things. So he made himself these popsicles, and they've been sitting in there for a while, and he had one 2 or 3 nights ago, and he's like, I guess I'll just have one of these popsicles. And now we call them the disgusticles because they really are. Like, I licked one and I'm like, oh, that's not.
That's
he
not
like
what you
he
want.
Made them, so he's like forcing himself to eat them. He eats his disgusticles every night. Oh.
I have one last. I'm gonna do a fast fact for you. Did I do one yet? I don't know if I
The
pee. How do we? This boy. That was
I don't know.
Quite a circular road.
Yeah. The character who made the most appearances on Seinfeld outside of the 4 main characters was
Newman.
No.
Hold on.
You won't get it. Her name's Ruthie Cohen. The waitress and cashier at the diner.
Oh,
she
how funny.
She was in 101 of the 180 episodes.
Lines are not. There she is in the background.
Just in the background, right.
Funny.
Yeah, I would have said, I mean, you got to go Newman, right?
That's what I would have, yeah, I mean.
And he lived in the building with them, so of course.
Newman.
Let me see here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, boy. I wasn't ready for my own thing. Sorry, everyone.
Well, it's 8:55. If you want to sort through them, and we can do them on the other side.
We'll break and do text on the other side. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.